From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today, we're broadcasting our show from WCLK in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be in the city all week, taking you behind the scenes of the music industry, discussing the challenges of the latest drought, and exploring hip-hop's relationship with politics. Atlanta hosted the Summer Olympics in 1996, which put the city in the international spotlight. Today, the city continues to attract new people, businesses, and culture. The woman who tackles the city's toughest issues on a daily basis is Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin. She's the first black woman ever to lead a major southern city. And a few years ago, Time magazine called her one of America's five best big city mayors. Mayor Franklin, it's a delight to meet you.
Well, welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah. There's so much going on with your city, and you have about 20 months left to accomplish quite a lot. You have accomplished so much already, but right now with your city facing a $65 million shortfall, are you daunted by that?
Well, big numbers like tens of millions of dollars are always daunting, but Atlanta is one of those cities that it's a can-do city. We band together to do what others might think is impossible. We know how to attack budget problems. Because we've learned so much about our own operation, but also best practices around the country.
How do you think the spirit of Atlantans is now? And I mean that in the sense of our nation going through some very challenging times, 81% of Americans feeling as if the country is not headed in the right direction.
Well, Atlanta is an optimistic city, but we are all concerned. I mean, I know that from my discussions with civic leaders and community people, as well as business leaders, we are concerned about the economy. People are concerned about their ability to predict how well they will be doing at home a year from now, and whether they will be able to support their children going to college, or to buy that new home, or to keep that new home. So there is a certain amount of anxiety about the economy and the recession. But I think at the same time, Atlanta is hopeful that this region and Atlanta as the center of the Southeast region will come out of the recession soon and successfully. So I think overall people are hopeful, but they are watching their pocketbooks very closely.
When Atlanta is going through a period of severe drought, you have stepped up and made environmental issues a key part of your platform. But, you know, theoretically, at least, there are no rainmakers. There are no people who can call down water from the sky. You can only do so much. What are you planning to do that involves mitigating the effects of the drought and then long-term planning for the city?
Well, it's interesting that you raise the drought, because water and sewer was on, and water issues were on my agenda from 2002 as a result of a series of lawsuits in federal court, and the city had agreed to make certain improvements in its sewer system. In my administration decided that we would take on the drinking water issues as well. And the drought has most to do with drinking water, although all of these water systems are interrelated. So we added to our capital program $1 billion, which we are in the process of spending now to upgrade our water system. That means fixing the leaks, repairing the water lines, replacing water lines that have been in the ground in downtown and midtown Atlanta for over 100 years and that were leaking very badly. So we are finding that our investment came just in the nick of time as the drought started about 17 to 18 months ago. One of my favorite examples, though, of what we've done, the city owns and operates the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, and we have 1,000 toilets at the airport. And we changed the flush on those toilets from 3 gallons to 1 gallon. That is a huge change.
Let's talk about the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities that pump billions of dollars into the economy of Atlanta. They have been such a great asset, not just to the city, but to the nation as a whole. When you talk about the number of black professionals and doctors that have come out of these universities, but some of them are struggling financially and academically. How does the city affect the future of the HBCUs?
The HBCUs, in a city like Atlanta are a part of the foundation of why we've been successful. One of our mayors, Maynard Jackson, was a graduate of Morehouse College. Andrew Young and I are both graduates of Howard University. We have many professionals and other elected officials who are graduates of HBCUs in Atlanta and HBCUs across the country. So Atlanta needs to be ever more cognizant of the role that they've played in our success. There are many things that we can do that we haven't done yet, but the one that I'm most proud of is actually helping young people attend Clark Atlanta University, attend Morehouse College, attend Spelman College, because of the advocacy that we provide and also the financial support.
This is a personal question, and I'm sure it won't be pleasant, but your daughter was put on probation for dealing with some financial issues related to her husband, who was up on drug charges and convicted. It strikes me that all of us have issues in our family, that there's no family that is untouched by troubles, including legal troubles. How do you deal on a personal level and also on a structural level in your position with the issue of drugs?
I abhor drugs. Make it clear to anyone. I've never been a drug user. There are many people who are now explaining that they used drugs in their youth. I've made mistakes. I don't want to make sound like I'm Miss Goody Two-Shoes. But the bottom line is drugs, illegal drugs, ruin our community. But on the issue of my daughter, it's very interesting. When you run for public life, you fully expect your own life to be evaluated. I did not expect that my children's lives would make the front page or NPR. And I'm not sure I would have run if I had known that. It is, I think, unfair to have the kind of coverage of someone's, a child's personal life, especially an adult child. And I think this has been overplayed in the media. People can feed on other people's hard times, or they can take sustenance from their success. So I think to a large extent, the fact that you even know about my daughter is a miscarriage of the media.
Do you think that some people are actually too daunted by the challenge of dealing with the media to go into public life? Because if you go into private office as an executive, you don't have to face that scrutiny.
Well, the truth of the matter is I won't run again for that reason. I will not put my children, my grandchildren, or any of my family members in the spotlight again in elective office. The public can decide whether that's good or bad. It's great for me.
What about on a level of being a mayor? How do you deal with drugs?
How do I deal with them? We have a very aggressive a drug enforcement program. We are a part of a task force. We work with the U.S. attorney. We work with drug and enforcement agency. Our agency, which is the police department, works very, very, very aggressively on a regional level and with the federal government. And we will continue to do that. Drugs and guns are huge factors in violent crime in any city, and the same is true in Atlanta. We also a center of foreclosures and fraudulent lending practices. There are many areas on which we have to, both civil and criminal, that any mayor has to take on.
Speaking of foreclosures, the country has been rocked, the financial markets have been rocked by it, and there have been clear signs in the studies that have come out of it that African Americans in particular have been targeted. Even people with good credit have been targeted for subprime loans and for exploitative loans. How do you help people who are in that position of potentially losing their homes?
Well, we advocate. That's a great question. We advocate at the state level for tougher laws on fraudulent lending practices. Unfortunately, in Georgia, we have loosened our enforcement and requirements, and we have to be vigilant on that. And we hope that in partnership with some members of the business community and good lenders, I mean solid lenders, fair people, that we will be able to change the laws so that it is harder for bad practices, lending practices, to be so rampant in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia.
This is an extraordinary time in politics where you have a white man, a white woman, and a black man all in contention for the presidency. What do you think that's done, if anything, to the aspirations of younger people?
Well, you put it a way that I wouldn't put it. I would say we have a war hero in a time when we are not celebrating war. We have a person from a mixed background, African and white American, and we have a former first lady. So that's another way to look at these three. So it's a remarkable time, as you've implied, that it gives us an opportunity to say to young people, the door is open for you to take your rightful place and to be politically engaged or engaged in business. I think it's a very exciting time, and everyone should be taking notes. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt wasn't able to run for president, but she was a dynamic first lady. And so Hillary Clinton is a new era first lady in many ways. Obviously, Barack Obama, in part because he's African American, but also because he is a much younger man, and he's also coming from a perspective where we are, his background marries our global connections. And then finally, I grew up in the era of Eisenhower, a great war hero. And indeed, here we are at a time when most Americans are opposed to the war in Iraq, actually celebrating the leadership of a war hero in his candidacy. So I think there are many levels of discourse and discussion. And young people, I know they're paying attention. We can see that at the polls. We can see it on the college campuses. We can see it in young people even as young as elementary level. It's a good time to be alive.
Mayor Franklin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shirley Franklin is the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. You can learn more about Franklin's career and watch part of our interview at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.